Hey, welcome back to What's Going On. You're listening to Divya Saxena on the What's Going On show. I think I said What's Going On twice. Anyways, you're listening to Alive 90.5. It is 12:18 p.m., which means we are ready to kickstart our program for today. Now, before the break, and if you guys weren't here, I was talking about me talking to our special guest today. So we talked to Balooz last week, and she's pretty much a local on this show. She comes frequently. She did her own radio program last week, but today we have someone totally different. And she is correct me if I'm wrong, Kashmira. She is a wellness and mindfulness expert. She is a transformation coach, and she's traveled all the way from India this August to deliver workshops at Seven Hills Plaza. So these are going to be interactive workshops, and Kashmira aims to share tools and techniques that will help individuals manage and combat stress, social comparison, and external pressures from today's fast-paced modern world. So we're going to be talking about a lot of things. We're going to be talking about what a transformation coach means, why she's here, what she's going to do, how you can easily access these workshops, and maybe, if we have time, give you a live example of transformation. So, Kashmira, welcome to Alive 90.5.
Hi, Divya, and I'm so honored and happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming. We love having special guests on our show, just because usually it's just me talking and people get sick of me, I'm telling you. But we love having, you know, different experts coming in and sharing their knowledge. You know, our listeners love it. We get such good feedback. So thank you for coming. So you're from India, aren't you?
Yes.
And that hits close to me because my parents are obviously Indian. And, you know, I've pretty much been grown up with an Indian background. So we eat Indian food, watch Bollywood movies. It's very exciting. What brings you here in Australia?
So I came actually, it happened, it is serendipity. I had a client who was from Australia, and she benefited from the coaching that she experienced with me in India and invited me to come and bring the work home.
Wow.
So you'd come home and she would say, you know, friends would notice the difference. And then suddenly, here I was, and this is my third time around, and the work's growing, and it helps. I love Australia. Mm. And I feel that Australia and people in Australia are so open today to this idea of leading a life that is abundant and yet has a sense of purpose, is aligned with something deeper.
Right. And you talked about coaching this certain individual who was of Australian descent. So what exactly do you do? So, you know, a lot of people must be wondering, you know, how do you coach people? What does a transformation coach mean? And what practices does this entail?
Yeah. So the transformation coach, two parts. First, a coach. You come to a coach because for three reasons. Yeah. Massive goal achievement. Identifying and maybe letting go of self-limiting beliefs. Mm. And then the third thing is habits that might be obstacles to your success.
Right.
Micromanagement, procrastination, things that we continuously talk about, and are absolutely coachable. And the work of the coach is to create a space and provide frameworks through powerful questions, insightful observations, and the absolute trust, Divya, that the person who's being coached has all the answers they need within them. So it's not really about learning, it's more about discovery.
Yeah? Right.
And so you discover what has always been within you. And the coach supports you, encourages you, nudges you, and gets you over the line. Yeah?
Right.
So that's my work.
It pretty much sounds like, you know, it's on the person who themselves to kind of, you know, go through this path of discovery, and you are there to support them, and you're kind of the catalyst in a way that you give them the right direction to go, but then you stand back and just let them be and go through this journey of discovery. Is that right?
Absolutely. And when the person makes that connection and that movement on their own, it creates a great sense of freedom. For the first time, you realize that all the power is within you. Mm. And when it is within you, it cannot be taken away, which is such an antidote to a life of comparison that we lead, right? Not just from our peers or from expectations from the people we love, but now through social media and technology. Yeah, it is really difficult not to be affected by what other people are doing and how you stack up. So this is absolutely the antidote and maybe the work of our time.
Right. Yeah. And you must feel quite overwhelmed in a way, or happy, proud of yourself when you see these achievements of all your, you know, clients in a way, because for you, you know, you're fulfilling your own purpose by seeing them go on this journey of discovery. And then when they achieve what they want, or if they've been given freedom, as you said, you must feel so good about yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah? And you really hit it on the nail, you know, because it comes out of my own life's experience and it's also my own way of sharing what is it within me. It's actually more than just feeling happy. It's such a sense of contribution, of making a difference, you know, gives meaning. So I get up in the morning and I get so excited because today is going to be a day when one more person is going to connect a dot, is going to find a way of feeling peaceful, happy, successful. Whoa.
Amazing. Yeah. That's really powerful. So you obviously do this through a coaching platform that you've developed, I think, called The Learning Essence.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us a little bit more about the platform, how people can reach you through that? If I'm overseas, for example, so when you go back to India and I'm like, you know, I want to reach out to Kashmira, is it possible for me to do that on that platform?
Absolutely. So Learning Essence is my brand and I offer coaching through three mediums, right? One is one-on-one sessions, two group events, like the one that we're going to do at Seven Hills Plaza over the next 2 weeks,
right?
And also a small niche of transformation tools, tools that you could use independently.
Okay.
And because I use technology extensively, you could have one-on-one sessions with me over Skype, over Zoom, and it works really well. So I would say about 60% of my clients do not live in my home city.
Hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So it works really well. How would you find me? Easy. My website, learningessence.co.in. And I'm on Facebook as Learning Essence. Yeah?
Great.
And then you would connect and I'm a fast responder. So the conversation would begin.
That's lots of tick, 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 tick.
Yes.
So if someone was thinking, you know, this sounds really great, you know, Kashmira is obviously an experienced individual who guides and coaches a lot of people. She has her brand, which is Learning Essence. I guess my next question would be, what specific methods does the Learning Essence employ, or do you specifically employ to transform these individuals, leaders, and maybe if they are, you know, leaders of businesses, what do you do? What methods do you use to transform these people?
Yeah. So I just want to back up a minute and say that the audience could be everybody from individuals like yourself, small business owners, large corporates, nonprofits, community centers, again, like, you know, shopping centers.
That's right.
Which is what we're going to do over the next 2 weeks. The tools that I use, or the principle that underlies my work, I call that transformation. And that is a 180-degree shift from leading a life that is in reaction to external pressures, expectations, to be powered by what is within you. Your value, your vision, your life purpose, your unique area of genius. Each one of us has something that is completely unique, completely powerful. And the methods that I use are designed to help you discover that. So once you can decide and you can discover and you can express your area of genius, then every goal you set in your life becomes aligned to that and becomes very easy to accomplish. Yeah? So you're not really a tomato trying to be an apple.
Right.
Yes?
Yeah.
So the first thing is, let's discover that you are a tomato and now see what the process is to be the best tomato you can ever be.
Right.
Yeah. And that's really, and some of the key tools I use, for sure, a stillness practice, Yeah, what I call daily anchors. So anchoring your day with positive and mindful practices, preferably first thing in the morning and right before you go to bed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, an ongoing practice of journaling or writing, an annual practice of designing your life, creating an annual life design, identifying your core value vision and updating it. These are some of the processes. And I mean, really, I have a toolbox of thousands. I've been doing this for 14 years. A lot of it depends on who the client is and what that person needs.
Right. So it really sounds like each person is quite, like their process would be quite individualistic. So you kind of have to tap into their zone and try to help them find their purpose, that different thing about them. It's not about fitting in, but what makes them unique, right?
Absolutely.
Great. And I guess the last question for this segment, just learning more about you, is, you know, I would say you obviously have a wealth of experience. You've obviously done 14 years of coaching. How did you learn of all of this? Where did this come from? Somewhere else? Were you always into coaching people?
No.
Or is this has this developed recently? How did you get into this?
So, like a very good Indian person, I became an electrical engineer.
Very
I used
nice.
To work with the because that's what Indian parents encourage Indian children to do. And I joined the phone company, which at that time was AT&T, and spent many years traveling with them. The reason I came to coaching, Divya, was on the back of a personal crisis. One, I could not get up to work every day. I could not find meaning in just making more money, having the latest car. Mm. And I started to feel like my life had to mean something more. I also had a personal crisis. I went through a divorce. I relocated back from New York to India on the back of this crisis. And I had time. And one of the good things about having a breakdown is you have time.
Right.
Yeah. So I spent 6 months thinking about how do I want the rest of my life to be? And the journey I made became actually the foundation of my work. Mm. So there's nothing that I would say to a client or to you today that isn't my personal experience. Yeah, so these are the steps I have walked. This is the journey I have made. And all I'm saying to you is I can walk with you because I've walked these steps and it works out. At the end of the tunnel is not light, there's a rainbow.
Mm.
You know, and yes, it is true. After the dark night of the soul does come a brand new dawn, yeah, and it's possible. And it's not necessary to do it alone. It's not necessary to suffer. You can short circuit that.
Mm.
So make that phone call, reach out, and there is somebody who can say, yeah, let's you and I make this discovery together.
Right. So I think we will conclude this session. It is 12:30. We'll take a quick break just to give our listeners a bit of time to absorb that information. And after that, we will be back to specifically talk about your workshops at Seven Hills Plaza Shopping Centre, how people can come, what you're going to be doing there, and yeah, so on. So it really sounds like, you know, Kashmira is quite knowledgeable, I would say. She knows what she's doing and she definitely is a leader in her own life. She is living her best possible life and she wants to empower other individuals to do the same. Now, for many of our listeners today, you might be skeptical and think, oh, I don't know if this works. There's a lot of people out there who do this, but not until you reach out to the certain individual, not until you reach out to Kashmira and think, you know what? What's the harm in reaching out anyway? What's the harm of attending this workshop at Seven Hills Plaza? What am I going to lose out of it? Nothing. I might as well go and see what she has to offer. And you never know. You might be able to go on your transformation journey as well. Okay, enough of me talking. Now I will go on to my music break. We're going to be playing a few ads. We're going to be playing Good Time by Owl City and Carly Rae Jepsen. As I said, the mood of this show today is quite positive. It's quite uplifting. Therefore, all the songs will reflect that mood. So we will be back after Good Time is played. And you're listening to the What's Going On show with Divya Saxena and Kashmira Modi.
The director of Cherrybrook Real Estate, Sam Ramone, is a specialist in property management in residential in the Hills District. He prides himself on taking the stress out of property management and looking after your investment at a competitive rate. If you need property management, please call Sam Ramone from Cherrybrook Real Estate on 9980 9860. Station sponsor.
Inside my head, hands up if you're down to get down tonight, 'cause it's always a good time. Slept in all my clothes like I didn't care, hopped into a cab, take me anywhere. I'm in if you're down to get down tonight, 'cause it's always a good time.
Good morning and good night.
Panusam of Abundant Life Homeopathy is a leading specialist in homeopathy in our local area. With 25 years of experience, Sam offers homeopathic treatment and medicine that adopts a natural and holistic approach to treating diseases. Come and discover the latest advances of homeopathic treatment with Sam as he probes into the root cause of your problems and help you restore back to health, and also could prevent reoccurrences. Homeopathy, affordable, safe and effective natural medicine. To book an appointment, call Sam on 0405 126 409 or Google search Abundant Life Homeopathy. Station sponsor.
Okay, welcome back to Alive 90.5. It is 12:36 p.m. You're listening to Divya Saxena on the What's Going On show. And we just heard Good Time by Owl City and Carly Rae Jepsen. Now, for all of our new listeners today, I feel really bad for you, to be honest, because you just missed an amazing session that we had with our special guest, Kashmira Moorthy, who's come all the way from India to give wellness and mindfulness workshops at Seven Hills Plaza Shopping Centre. And in our first segment of the interview, we were talking about her, what she does, and her brand, Learning Essence. But don't worry, because we are going to be specifically talking about now what she's doing in Australia and how she can impact lives of people like you if you come to the workshop, I guess. So, Kashmira, welcome back.
Thank you, Divya.
We're going to be talking about what you're doing at Seven Hills Plaza Shopping Centre. So can we briefly just start off by saying, you know, obviously just give a recap on who you are, what you do, what Learning Essence is about and why you're here?
Yeah. So I'm Kashmira. I'm an India-based transformation coach. And what I do is support you in leading your best life, in leading a life that's powered by your value, your vision, what is inside you, what is your unique area of genius. Hmm. And this is a 180-degree shift from being pressured by external benchmarks and expectations. And this, when you're powered by what's within you, you have a transformation.
Right.
Yes. And I do this under the aegis of my brand Learning Essence. This month, I am going to do several workshops across New South Wales. Specifically, Divya, we are going to do two events at Seven Hills Plaza on the 9th of August, Friday, and on Thursday, the 15th of August, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Now, the good news for your listeners is it's completely free.
Amazing.
They can just show up and come by. The two events are called Craft Cuppa Chat, and they will on both those days experience a different craft. They will also receive a complimentary cuppa hot beverage, and they will have time to have intimate conversation. And why are all three components relevant to what I do, coaching as well as transformation? One, the craft. Yeah, the value of craft, or doing anything with your hands, is that for that time you are totally focused on that activity, and it allows your mind to experience stillness. In this day and age where we are constantly refreshing feed and our mind is all over the place, as you focus on which tape you're going to put or which sticker you're going to put and how you're going to decorate that piece of craft and make it beautiful, you experience a moment of stillness. And science shows that all creativity, all innovation comes out of an experience of stillness. This is neuroscience. Yeah, this is not out there woo-hoo flower power. This is modern day brain science. Yeah. The second piece is a hot beverage, and that is really very simple. Old wives, things our grandmothers knew. You always feel better when you have something hot on a, especially in winter. And finally, the power of intimate conversation. In an age that's driven by technology, we have forgotten the power of just having a human conversation. Doesn't have to be deep, but that creates a feeling of connection. And connection, again, powers what is important within us. And in that sense, renews and refreshes us. So seems like a very simple and fun format. Even if you didn't understand the science behind the design, you're going to come away feeling the power of that transformative experience. So I want to ask your listeners to come, please, 10 to 1. If you have even 45 minutes, I'm happy to have you.
Right.
Yes. If you're a teen, you're a stay-at-home mom, you're a person who can take off half an hour from work, you're a senior, everybody is welcome.
Right.
Yes.
And is there probably an opportunity, you know, people probably want to talk to you specifically and, yes, you know, tell you about their personal experiences, say, you know, Kashmira, I want to actually find this about myself, or I'm too driven by social media, how do I step away from it? Or I'm too affected by what people say. Is there an opportunity for them to specifically reach out to you in that workshop, away from all those people around them, just to have a one-on-one conversation with you?
Yeah. So a little bit of that is limited. I mean, we're expecting a tremendous response.
Yeah.
So what I usually do is I do, even if it's 30 seconds, I will make connect. So I encourage anybody who comes out, please find me. Yeah, and we'll make the first connect, and were it to need more time, then we will agree mutually to make that time. Yeah, so it's always possible. I always say to people, to be coached and to lead a life of transformation, courage and patience. No, this is what I'm asking your listeners for. Have the courage, come out, invest in your own transformation, and then have the patience with me.
Right.
Come find me and trust that I will make time to really give you that attention that I want to. Yeah? And that you deserve, that everybody deserves.
Right.
Yeah.
And I guess from a young listener, so I'm obviously in my late teens now, stepping into my 20s. I think we have a range of listeners on our show. We've got people who are elderly. We've got, you know, stay-at-home mums, as you said. We've got teenagers. All of my friends listen to this as well. Do you cover a wide range of ages? So do you specifically target, as in, I remember you saying that it's open to every individual, but if I wanted to reach out to you, I feel like my problems are smaller in comparison to maybe my mum's or like my boss, but I do feel like my problems are still significant. What do you think about that? Are your workshops open and flexible to everyone?
Yeah.
Is everyone welcome, whether you're 10 years old or 40? How does it work?
Yeah. So one of the things that I've always incorporated in all my group events especially, and you would say my sessions, is a component of fun and play. So even for the little ones who accompany their moms or their grandparents, they're still going to have an experience that's enjoyable.
Okay.
And at that age, they don't need to be burdened by the science. Yeah. For a young person like you, and I say this a lot of time, you don't need to be 40, have your first breakdown before you make your discovery. So come, start out early, right? It is possible to start out at a young age and lead a life of design. Take what you're doing, learn how to love it, accept it, and then grow from that. Use that as a launching pad. So yes, the answer is, if you, especially if you're a teen, no, your problems are not insignificant. Yeah. And please reach out to me, tell your friends to reach out to me. Happy to have them.
Great. Yeah. And if we just come back to the Seven Hills workshop specifically, I guess my last question is, it's obviously driven by wellness and mindfulness. You have this three system workshop with the chai and the intimate conversations and the crafts. So can we just remind our listeners when this is, where specifically in Seven Hills Plaza Shopping Centre, because it is quite big, and maybe what time, and, you know, if people are a bit early or late, will you be available to chat with them? How is it going to work?
Yeah, so here it is. It's Seven Hills Plaza Centre Court.
Okay.
Friday, 9th of August, and Thursday, 15th of August, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's free. You can just show up. If you need to know more, you go to their website, www.sevenhillsplaza.com.au. We usually come in early to set up.
Great.
So for sure, after 9:30, I would be happy, you know, to be available for a pre-chat. And after 1 p.m., tomorrow, as it turns out, I have another event. So I will stay for maybe about 30 minutes. But like I said, that isn't a barrier. Come out and I can always exchange contacts and make time.
Right.
Because the good news is, Divya, I am here till the 25th of August. And there's plenty of time.
Great.
Yes.
And I hope you're taking a bit of a holiday as well. Have you seen around Sydney? Have you experienced the Australian life?
I love Australia. Since this is my third time around, I have to say I kind of feel like a local. My favorite for sure is this easy access to natures that you Aussies have, like a beautiful park, a coastline, a place in nature is just minutes away. And because I come from a country that is definitely more densely populated, I think like you Aussies are completely blessed, and I am blessed that I come to, you know, I get to come here and experience this with you. So yes, I'm going to use every free opportunity to go bushwalking, maybe, even though it's cold, walk on the along the water and enjoy the sights.
Yeah. And a lot of the time it's just about, you know, making time and looking at all these different places that gives you calmness. Sometimes it's not just about reading a book and, you know, trying to be like, I'm going to be mindful. Sometimes it's just about, you know, going to nature and absorbing that environment.
Because you've opened it, I really want to say this, and give me two more minutes. Mindfulness really is not something complex that you need to go to a teacher or to a class. Mindfulness just taking a few moments in your day to close your eyes or a pause from your regular life and notice how things are going. It's that simple. Yeah. And I am so happy, Divya, to have had this conversation with you, and that your interest really comes through.
Yeah.
And that touches my heart. So thank you so much.
Thank you. So we are at the second end of our second session. Now, I did say that, you know, we're going to probably have Kishimiro in for half of our show. It is 12:47 p.m. and I'm being a bit selfish, but I feel like from 12:50 to 1, Kishimiro is going to give me a bit of a, you know, like a transformation session. Sure. And maybe that would be an opportunity for you guys to also see how this works. You know, how Kishimiro can really hit the points and make people like, you know, believe what they didn't before. I don't know if I'm making sense, but I guess we'll just find out in the next session. So coming up next is Shake It Off. I'm going to shake off all of my negative energies before Kishimiro talks to me. It is by Taylor Swift. We love this show. Played it too many times on this show, but it never gets old. And after that, we will be back. I'm in conversation with Kishimiro Modi. She's an amazing transformation coach from India who's here for her wellness and mindfulness workshops at Seven Hills Plaza. We will repeat all of the details at the end of the show. You can go on the Seven Hills Plaza Shopping Center website. They have all of Kishimiro's details on there and when she will be there. And I think Kishimiro herself will give details about that as well. Okay, coming up next is Shake It Off, and we will be back after to talk more about wellness, mindfulness, and maybe have a one-on-one coaching session.
I stay out too late, got nothing in my brain, that's what people say, mm-hmm. That's what people say, mm-hmm. I go on too many dates, but I can't make them stay, at least that's what people say, mm-mm, that's what people say, mm-mm, but I keep cruising, can't stop, won't stop moving, it's like I got this music in my mind, saying it's gonna be alright, cause the player's gonna play, 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 and the haters gonna hate, 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 baby, I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake.
Shake it off. Your sound, your community. Alive 90.5.
Welcome back to the What's Going On show. You're listening to Divya Saxena. It is 12:53 p.m., which means we just have 7 minutes until we conclude. But to give you a recap of what we've been talking about, our specific footline for today, we've been talking to a transformation coach, Kashmira Modi, and she's based in India, but she has come to Australia this August to conduct wellness and mindfulness workshops at Seven Hills Plaza Shopping Centre. So these are going to be group workshops, but she's more than happy for certain individuals to reach out to her. She seems like she's quite willing to make out time for whoever wants to go on this transformation journey to support certain individuals and, you know, see how they transform. So I guess we've talked about, you know, what you do, Kashmira, your experience. You've been doing this for 14 years, and then specifically what you're doing at Seven Hills Plaza Shopping Centre. I wanted to give people a bit of a taste of, you know, what you actually do in practice. So I guess we can take the next 3 or 4 minutes. I know that's a very short time.
Doesn't matter, yeah.
To maybe do a session on me.
Sure.
This is quite exciting because I love being guided by people. and I guess from there we can just, you know, talk about details of what your workshops, where your workshops are, the timings of that, and then we'll conclude. So I guess over to you.
Okay. So let me just start. There would, of course, in a, I'm going to start by asking you this question, Divya. What is the biggest obstacle or challenge that you have in your life towards moving towards your goal today?
Today?
Yeah.
Oh, that's an intense question.
Yeah.
I guess the biggest obstacle in my life is, so in Australia, like my goal at the moment is, I was telling you in the break, I've been doing this project with the council. I'm a professional Indian classical dancer. I really believe in empowering other Indian artists to get out there, to kind of build a community of dancing, theatre within the Indian Australian community. I guess my biggest obstacle in doing that specifically is the fact that I'm very young. So a lot of people think, you know, she's so young, like, why should we listen to her? She's project managing this project, but, like, you know, she's so young, like, she doesn't have that much experience. And also, just the fact that there isn't many opportunities in Australia to do this. So I really have to, like, you know, make the opportunities myself. That would be the biggest obstacle.
So the obstacles that you mentioned were really youth and being underestimated because of your young age. And secondly, the lack of opportunities.
Hmm.
Yes. So my question to you is, what are the resources available for you to address these obstacles?
Hmm.
Like, what do you think is your key strength?
Right. So I guess for the first obstacle, which is my youth, I guess it's the support network that I have around me. So my parents don't ever make me feel like I am young. They say, no, you're not, like, you can do this. My brother is also, like, one of my biggest strengths. So he always empowers me to go above and beyond. He'll give me more opportunities and think, oh, why are you only pitching to local media? Why don't you go to national media, you know? And I guess the second one, which is paving the opportunities myself, I guess the strength for me in that is just self-confidence, and that comes from my support network. So if I have confidence that I can do this, it doesn't matter how old I am, and it doesn't matter if there's no opportunities or not, I think people will feel empowered if they see someone like me doing this. Yeah.
So were you to be powered by your resources, so your support network, which you are, and this inner confidence and this belief that maybe you paved the way for future artists, right? What is the one thing you would do that you is now suddenly open to you? What is now possible? What is now visible to you when you are sitting in that space of your strength? You know, so you're confident, you're supported, and you are an empowered young person.
Hmm.
Now, what is possible for you?
I think there's endless opportunities. So I think, as in, if you underestimate yourself, there's a lot of doubt, you have an unclouded judgment, you know, you think, I don't know if I can do this, like, how can I, like, manage studies with this and do all these things? But I guess when, you tell me that, oh, you are empowered, you can do this, and when people reassure me, it makes the vision and the goal quite clear, and it's like a journey straight there. It's not like, lots of turns and twists. It's just like, no, I can do this.
And since this is like a micro session, I'm going to close this by asking you, what is the one specific action that comes out of this short interaction that we just had? Did something new just open up for you? Just as you were sharing your experience and then experiencing how it feels when you operate from your strength, did something new come to your mind?
I guess you made me think that, my strength is obviously my support network. My goal is quite clear. So if you use your strength to your advantage, and if you operate through your support network, so if you surround yourself with these people, not worrying about the negative people, and just kind of say, no, I've got these people around me who are my well-wishers, and they are telling me that it's good, so they're not going to be wrong, and kind of operate through that positive light, that would help me achieve my goal.
Yeah. And also what you've just experienced in a very short space is you've moved from a place of feeling like you had not enough choices to feeling like you have choice.
Right.
And as soon as you operate out of, I can do this, I am able to, rather than, oh my God, I'm stuck, life shifts.
Right.
Suddenly you begin to see not the obstacle, but the opportunity. Yes, the solutions. And then your inner intelligence kicks in. The very fact that you are an accomplished dancer, the very fact that you are a young, confident, supported person of Indian origin in Australia, you already have the ideas. And the shift from coming out of doubt to operating out of your strength, that shift through a conversation, through a support,